Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cully Rickard. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting sixth. The first baseman, LB Fletcher. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tiny Bonham. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Tiny Bonham. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Erickson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Erickson. And now, play ball. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rickard moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tiny Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham takes first base on ball four. Klutz moves to second. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta takes first base on ball four. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. McCullough reaches second base with a double. Cavaretta goes all the way around to score. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pavko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pavko. Cox reaches second base with a double. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cox moves to third. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cox scores. Two outs. It's Pirates, 2, Cubs, 2. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tiny Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rickard. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McCullough hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Russell. McCullough reaches second base with a double. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturgeon is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bonham, and towards Cox, who fields it and throws to first for the out. McCullough moves to third. Two outs. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Erickson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Rickard moves to second. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rickard scores. Russell moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Russell scores. Gustin moves to third. Kiner moves to second. It's Pirates, 4, Cubs, 4. Emil Kusch now pitching. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gustin scores. Kiner moves to third. One out. It's 5-4, Pirates. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fletcher is walked intentionally. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bloodworth strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 6-4, Pirates. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Klutz is walked intentionally. Tiny Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Russell. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Waitkus moves to third. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Ricard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Cully Ricard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ricard is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ricard takes first base on ball 4. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Russell strikes out. There goes Ricard. The throw from McCullough to Georges, and Ricard is out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gustin takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Gustin moves to second. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into right field. Ricard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 0 for 2 in the game. Georges hits a fly ball into right field. Ricard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Rickard pinch hits for Emil Kusch. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Borowy now pitching. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Fletcher moves to second. One out. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Klutz takes first base on ball 4. Tiny Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bonham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fletcher moves to third. Klutz moves to second. Cully Ricard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields it and throws to home to get Fletcher. Klutz moves to third. Bonham moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klutz scores. Bonham scores. Rickard moves to second. It's 8-4, Pirates. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gustin hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry pinch hits for Stan Hack. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Higbee now pitching. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry now playing third base. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cox is called out on strikes. Two outs. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higbee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Klutz hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Higbee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higbee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 3 in the game. Sturgeon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Sturgeon reaches second base with a double. Cliff Aberson pinch hits for Billy Gerges. Cliff Aberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aberson strikes out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Hank Borowy. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lowry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sturgeon moves to third. D'Alessandro moves to second. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sturgeon scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Pirates. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 4 in the game. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. D'Alessandro moves to third. Lowry moves to second. Preacher Rowe now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.